Labor Day is here and I'm ready to start planting. Spring and autumn are the best seasons for planting. In the late summer and fall, the days are cooler, but the soil is still warm. The cooler days and nights give relief to the top of a newly transplanted plant. The soil is warm and keeps the roots growing to establish the plant. The timing depends on where you live. Obviously, winter comes to the mountains earlier. High elevation gardeners should get new plants in by mid-October. New plantings need a few weeks to settle in before real cold temperatures arrive. Lowlanders can plant longer into the fall. Usually along the plains, plantings are successful until Halloween, or even a little longer. The plains usually get a blast of winter in late September, and then gorgeous autumn sets in. Plantings later in the fall do well with a little extra care. Fall is also a good time to get great deals. Garden centers have inventory reduction sales. Take advantage of the sales to get more plants and spend less. Shop around to find the best quality for the best deal. Fall planting depends on the type of plant. Generally, evergreens, warm season ornamental grasses, and broadleaf plants don't like to be fall transplanted. Avoid fall planting junipers, holly, and most broadleaf plants. These plants need a full growing season to get a root under them to survive our dry, windy winters. Deciduous plants, most perennials, and spruce are the things to get in the ground. Pick out healthy plants, check the root system, be sure it isn't root-bound. Container plants should have enough roots to hold the soil together when you pull it out of the container. New plantings will need extra water, but because fall is cooler both day and night, the plantings won't need as much water as they would in the heat of the summer. Once plants lose their leaves, they only need to be kept moist. A soaking once every week or 10 days is plenty. The most critical watering is just before the soil freezes. That's usually around Halloween in the high country and between Thanksgiving and the first day of winter in the lowlands. If the ground isn't frozen, regular winter watering will give new plantings a boost next spring. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.